It's movie time with Matt Quintero.
Oh, God.
It's not your normal movie critic. Heck, he's not even an actual movie critic. He's just a dude that takes copious amounts of chicks to movies and then tells us about it.
I do... No! That was... When I just...
We flustered him.
I'm trying to be good.
So sit back, put on your non-fashionable 3D glasses, and enjoy.
Welcome back into Greg at the Hooks. Got about 10 minutes here to hang out with our guy, Matt Quintero. Movie time with Matt Quintero. What's up, buddy? How you been?
I'm doing good.
I was just talking with you off air, and I wanted to bring this up on the show. I finally saw Joker, which is up for a ton of nominations in the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the Oscars here in a minute. We'll get to the movies that came out this weekend. A lot to dive into. I got to say, for those who have not seen the movie at this point, it's not for the squeamish.
Right.
And when you go see this movie, like, I'm not kidding. I heard about this, but it's real. When that movie gets over, it messes with your head for like a solid 2 hours, I thought.
I was thinking about it well into the next day.
Yeah, it was just what you see in that movie, the way the character slowly turns into who he ultimately becomes. And like, there's little things in this movie, and I'll give you an example, and none of this is going to ruin anything for you guys if you haven't seen it. But there's little things they do to show his psychosis, and they never mention it. Like, he has this book that he writes jokes in all the time because he wants to be a stand-up comedian. Well, every other page has a taped-in picture from a nudie magazine that he had put in there. Or there's, like, you know, different drawings in there that are like, oh, my God, this guy is freaking crazy. And he carries this thing around and actually, like, just flips through the pages and you see it, but it never gets mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it's just little things like that make it such a great touch on showing just how deep this guy's psychosis and how crazy he is.
Right. Yeah, little things like that.
It's amazing.
You know, on top of the major things. But I really, really enjoyed that they concentrated on this one character and mm-hmm. took their time to build him and make him, like, you know, you're sympathizing with him at times, and I'm just like, I don't want to feel this. Mm-hmm. This is a Joker. I don't want to feel this at all. And then they keep going, and you're, man, just, yeah, I need to rewatch that movie because I just saw it the one time.
Yeah, it's a great movie. The other thing, too, that will be interesting, because they originally say that it's going to be a standalone, not part of any, you know, DC universe that we've ever seen, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. But then they do little things to tie it into the Dark Knight films or the Batman movies with Christian Bale. There's little things. But then they also change characters without giving anything away. They change characters, like, fundamentally who they are.
Right.
In portions of this thing. So it's, I don't know, it's a crazy movie, but it was well freaking done.
Well, I truly think that it was completely outside, not tied to anything. But now that it made $1 billion off a $55 million budget, they're going to try and do a sequel, if at all possible. But it's all up to the director, Todd Phillips, and Joaquin Phoenix coming back. So they said they wouldn't do it unless they had a great story, and they don't have it yet. So
yeah, they'll have to figure something out.
Right, but I don't want them to force it. But if it's just one great movie, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, there's no need for sequels on that. Or,
no.
I mean, to be honest with you, it would be cool if this director, if they really wanted to do a sequel, mm-hmm. instead of making it the Joker, the one thing the Batman series is blessed with is his bad guys are freaking amazing.
They're so cool.
Up, down, back, and forth. There's so many different guys, and there's ones that you've never seen on the big screen that could easily be turned into a freaking amazing movie.
Oh, sure.
And
that'd be a great idea.
I would love to see them instead, you know, go and look at, like, Scarecrow or some of these other people.
Riddler.
And, like, really deep dive like they did into this, change the character a little bit, make it a standalone movie. I would be down with that. It'd be fun to watch.
The Batman movie that's being worked on right now by the director of John Wick, Matt Reeves, the one with Robert Pattinson starring as Bruce Wayne.
I know.
So they're filming in Edinburgh right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be Gotham, which is cool that it'll have a new look that we haven't seen. because we're so used to it being like Chicago or New York or whatever. But apparently they're adapting, I think it's called The Long Night.
Yep.
So that story inherently has a rogues gallery of Batman villains and a bunch that we've never seen before. So if that is in fact what it's going to be, can't wait.
There's one villain that Batman has, and it's escaping me because his last name is a tough last name to pronounce. But this guy, he's a serial killer.
And it's not Victor Zsasz, is it?
Yeah, Zsasz. Yeah, he's awesome. So basically what he does in the comics, which is why I like him more in the comics, he's a serial killer that he'll notch on his body each kill he has. Mm-hmm. But then his big thing is he'll pose the family. Or, like, he'll go kill a family, and he'll pose them in their house with the TV on and stuff and set up, like, an environment, like, everything's normal, and then leave. People find him 2-3 days later. And this dude is just evil, and he's diabolical. And he would make such an amazing character in a more of a detective-style Batman movie, which would be phenomenal.
And I think that that's what they're shooting for. The one statement that the director made going into this was, I don't think we've had a real chance to see the world's greatest detective.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be awesome. You know, that's one That'd of his cool. great titles. So yeah, can't wait for that. Glad you got to see Joker.
Oh, dude, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I said, my wife would never watch it. Like, I watched it by myself because I knew she would hate it because it is truly one of those movies where it's so dark and dreary and twisted and beautifully shot and amazing acting. And if you don't appreciate that kind of stuff, then that movie's not for you. But it is a brilliant movie.
You know, what's crazy to me is that of the movies that were nominated for Best Director, they were the leading conversation is that's the one that should have been left off.
Really?
And replaced with right. Isn't that crazy? That's theoretically the weakest of the five.
There are so many iconic shots in that Joker movie.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
When he comes down the stairs, when he's, I mean, hell, just look at the very opening shot when he's moving his mouth to look like he's smiling and then frowning and then kind of crying a little bit. And it's like,
oh,
it sets the whole freaking, and it's just no, brilliant.
No, the whole
directing.
Movie. I really like the way it was directed. Yeah.
Real quick, let's do today we got The Gentleman coming out.
Yeah, for all you Guy Ritchie fans.
Non-Madonna Guy Ritchie's back, so this is good.
No, everything I'm hearing, I unfortunately did not get a chance to see it last night, but everything that I'm hearing from it is that this is his best movie since Snatched.
Good.
Snatch, sorry.
Yeah,
But, yeah, because, man, he's just had a bunch of, like, weird...
Terrible movies.
Yeah, like, what were the best movies that he made in between? Like, the two Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, but those didn't really feel like Guy Ritchie movies.
Yeah.
And then The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is an adaptation, and then that awful King Arthur movie.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And then Disney's Aladdin. Like, he's just been on a weird kick lately. So this is back into his, you know, his comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British crime movie. Where everyone involved is criminals and you're rooting for some criminals versus the other, but it's Matthew McConaughey and Charlie Hunnam and Hugh Grant and oh my gosh, what's the Henry Golding, the guy who's in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yep.
So everything I've been hearing about this movie is if you like classic Guy Ritchie, you're gonna love this.
Nice.
It's fast, it's quick, it's witty, the lines are memorable, everyone is having a great time. So British R-rated action comedy about crime, right up your alley.
Willie J, have you ever seen Snatch?
No, I haven't. But
I have a homework assignment for you to watch that and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Okay.
Homework for Willie J. Next Friday, we got to talk about it.
I just had a guy call in and say Snatch was one of his favorite movies.
Of all time.
Yeah.
It is awesome, and I love it. I love the characters. Brad Pitt's character in that movie is phenomenal. It's just, in general, most of the characters in that movie are great. Snatch, you're going to like it.
Well, perfect. This will be right up your alley then, The Gentleman.
Bullet Tooth, Tony.
There's also a new horror movie up called The Turning. Okay. We thought that last week the new Doolittle movie was going to be the worst movie that came out.
But this was it?
Apparently, this is it.
Nice.
So at least Doolittle has a first, second, and third act.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's complete nonsense, at least it has a structure. Everything I'm hearing about The Turning is that it feels like they released an unfinished movie. They have no idea how this got sent to theaters, It's just awful.
Wow.
So, like, January has had the reputation of releasing garbage movies for a long time. But then the first John Wick came out, and people were like, oh, maybe January can have a good movie. And then we've had some decent movies over the last few years. And here's the reminder. Nope. January is the garbage dump of movie months.
Ugh.
So that's why apparently this movie has been... it got shot in 2016, and it's just coming out now because they've been working on it like nonstop.
That
since
tells
then
you how bad this movie probably
is. Yeah, apparently though. Spielberg was attached to produce at one point and dropped out because he hated it.
Wow.
So that's cool.
Our music is playing. We only have like 30 seconds. I want to talk Oscars so bad with you.
There's three of the movies I haven't seen. I really need to, but they were at the Grand this week. I don't know if they're going to stay another week, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
All right, why don't we take a break and in the hour, and maybe I'll beg Matt and see if he wants to stick around for five more minutes. Probably not. He has. This is a man who owns a business. He's
he's out.
But we'll talk, if anything, we'll talk Oscars next week then.
Cool.
I'm excited. This is the first year I've been excited about the Oscars in a while, to be honest with you.